Of the 400 veterans polled in Wisconsin, 50% voted for George Bush and 48% for John Kerry. Former Fort McCoy Commander Colonel Ray Boland helped lead a Veterans for Bush group. He says that's a stark contrast with polls before the election that showed more than 70% of veterans and active members of the military support the president. He says Vietnam War veterans in particular opposed Kerry because of his post-war testimony about war crimes carried out by American soldiers.
The number one issue among Vietnam veterans, of course, is his post-military activity, his anti-war behavior, and the way, the manner in which that resulted in really false accusations about the conduct and performance of duty of the rest of us in Vietnam.
But a veteran from a Vets for Kerry group says in the Get Out the Vote work he did, he found many Vietnam veterans respected Kerry's opposition to that war. Dan Naylor says he also talked to soldiers just recently back from Iraq who supported Kerry because they're worried about the progress of the war there.
The issue, even if they were discharged, the fear and concern is that they would be going back if the president were reelected with no clear picture of enemy, no clear picture of purpose. There's a lot of rhetoric around that, but certainly the veterans who have served in Iraq have many more questions than answers.
The AP exit poll did not provide a breakdown of how the veterans polled felt about the war in Iraq. Almost 40% of all the Wisconsin voters polled said the war in Iraq or terrorism was the most important issue in their decision about who to vote for. More than half said they approved of the U.S. decision to go to war. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.